You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, UW-Madison researchers are looking at how and why stress can affect asthma symptoms. One of those scientists joins us on the show. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Governor Walker announced a plan that would close the troubled Lincoln Hills Youth Prison and replace it with an adult detention center. A bill in the state capitol that gives landlords more power to evict tenants is getting criticism for the effect it could have on domestic abuse victims. And the Green Bay Packers are making big changes to the coaching staff and front office. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. He joins us each week at this time. And Rob, great to have you back.
Hey, it's great to be back. And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you as well. Well, the big news this new year so far, Governor Walker's plan to repurpose the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison. This is something that's gotten some bipartisan support. Questions over the timing, though. This is not too far north of where you are. What's been reaction in your part of Wisconsin?
Right. Well, I mean, it's hard to say. It's all very new, and I think I'm not the first to point out that this is a proposal. Nothing in the governor's proposal would take effect until at least 2019. There's a lot of details that we don't yet know. But that said, to the extent that we've seen local reaction, it's been more positive than not. Our reporter Keith Ulig in Wausau just had an interview with, for instance, the chairman of the Lincoln County Board, who said that it seems like a good proposal and a good way of dealing with what we all know have been serious problems at Lincoln Hills. Lincoln Hills is a major employer in Lincoln County, at least as proposed by the governor, the idea would be to convert that into a medium security adult facility. So some jobs would remain there. Other positions would have the option of transferring elsewhere in the state. There's a lot of unknowns, but mostly positive reactions locally as far as we can tell.
What's been the reaction in your area and in Lincoln County with the ongoing scandal and concerns about what's been going on at the Lincoln Hills facility?
Well, so I think it's probably important to say right away that the most important thing is the treatment of the kids in the prison, the well-being of these youth, the efficacy of the programs in getting them the support and the training and the help that they need to take a different path in their lives. And I think people locally, certainly people who've been involved with Lincoln Hills or worked there or had, had connections to it, their pride in the place was in it as a rehabilitative institution. And in fact, a lot of these reports really strike at that image, the idea that the place was, was helping the kids who were sent there, and that's troubling, right? That is a disturbing fact to contemplate, that in many cases the practice of the institution fell much short of the purpose.
We'll keep talking about this plan to change things there over the next many months, I'm guessing. I want to move on to a bill in the legislature in the state assembly. It has to do with landlords and evictions. It's getting some criticism for the effect it could have on victims of domestic abuse. What's the concern there, Rob?
Well, so right now there's a law that allows a court to order that someone who's a victim of domestic violence and is on a waiting list for services cannot be evicted while they're awaiting this. And this kind of makes sense, right? If someone's a victim of domestic violence, the process of getting out of that situation can entail some financial hardship. Under this bill, that would no longer be an option. That victim would get 5 days and then could be evicted. The sponsor of the bill, who is a guy named Representative Rob Brooks of Saukville, said he's going to rewrite it to extend it to 10 days. But the point is, I think that victim advocates and, just when you sort of think about it, it feels a little bit wrong for someone who's a victim of domestic violence to be kicked out in the middle of that, especially if they're in the process of receiving the services that are available.
And that's one part of this bill sponsored by Representative Brooks. Another part would make changes to when local governments are allowed to inspect rental properties. What would happen to that under this bill?
Right. Well, just to step back.
Sure.
This is like a massive bill with a whole bunch of different provisions. There are historic preservation requirement changes, and basically the way to understand it is it's a pro landlord bill. Some would say it's an anti tenants' rights bill. So it's as you please. So what'll happen is there's a subpar property, and local governments see it as a problem property, and they have the ability now to check on it. And this bill would make that harder. There would need to be a formal complaint. They wouldn't be allowed to go in, and it would. So that helps the landlords. But the argument against is that it's going to cause these places to have problems, reduces the ability of the local government to do anything about it.
And this is part of an ongoing argument also over local control of governments, cities, for example, to set their own laws or regulations when it comes to something like housing. Is this something that you think will be a point of contention in the bill?
This bill comes after a series of changes. This has been something that the Wisconsin legislature has done a lot on in recent years, and moving always in the direction of the sort of pro-landlord direction. That is the tone and the mood that the legislature has been in. It may be that at this point for this piece of legislation, some of these may be reaching the point where there's going to be sufficient sort of political pushback that any number of these, certainly the domestic violence, some of the inspections provisions, may become a flashpoint in a way that previous law changes just never were politically.
Talking to Rob Metzer from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, looking at some of the news around Wisconsin over the last week. A sad story, Rob. On Sunday, a small plane crashed in Costa Rica, killing all 12 people aboard. That included 33-year-old Amanda Geisler from Thorpe, Wisconsin, and of the UW Stout women's basketball team some years back. Can you talk about the reaction in the communities involved?
Yeah, this is a sad story. So Geisler had... She was 33. She had played basketball at UW Stout from 2003 to 2007, and she was pretty good. She played in a lot of games, and so a lot of folks knew her from that. And she had gone on to work for this this tour company that operated in Costa Rica and took people around to see the sites and fly over an active volcano and these sorts of things. And yeah, so she was actually the guide on this trip when the plane crashed in high winds on New Year's Day. She was one of the 12 people who were killed. So herself and two Costa Rican crew members and 10 U.S. citizens who were on the tour all died. So very, very sad.
And then finally, big changes in the Green Bay Packers organization. Not a great season. Of course, the injury to Aaron Rodgers, other problems as well. Didn't make the playoffs for the first time in a bunch of years. Who is in and out when it comes to the coaching staff for Green Bay?
Yeah, a bunch of axes fell this week. And this is, this has certainly been among our most popular, most read stories of the week as following Packers personnel changes. Only slightly less popular than following Aaron Rodgers' dating life, but we'll maybe get to that. So to answer the question, Dom Capers, the defensive coordinator, is out. The offensive coordinator, Edgar Bennett, also lost that position, though he's still with the team. And actually, there were several other coaches within the organization who all were fired this week. So it's a shakeup.
And, you know, I have some friends on social media who are very quick when things aren't going well to call for people to be fired. People have been talking about, I think, Dom Capers in particular for some time now. But on the other hand, there have been a lot of injuries. It's hard to blame a coach for that. Is there a sense from the team that, okay, in general, we just needed a new direction here?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this was a – so I'm not an expert in this. I don't know. Everybody has an opinion, and I wish them the best. But, you know, this is the first time in 8 years that the Packers didn't make the playoffs, and that is an impressive run for the team. But it's also a relative loss of status this year. And that I think it's almost that that whiplash that that fans really react to, and that is when you do this kind of coaching shakeup.
Rob, we're not going to shake things up with you. We hope we'll have you back next week. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. He joins us pretty much every week to recap some of the top stories in state news.